All right. As you sit there comfortably, with your eyes already closed, allow yourself to notice something curious. Perhaps it's the way the air brushes the skin around your nose. Or maybe the way you're noticing the fact that you're noticing at all. As you listen to the sound of my voice, it might become hard to tell if you're becoming more alert in an unusual way or more relaxed in a way that seems unusually alert. And if you try to remember the very moment you decided to be here today, does it feel recent, or does it feel like a decision you made long before now? Some decisions happen with clarity, and others with something else entirely, a kind of subtle unfolding. Now, I wonder if you can remember how many times you've exhaled since I started speaking. Was it 5 or 15? Or was it that none of those breaths were quite real until you noticed them? The number isn't important. What matters is that something inside you has already begun paying attention to something else, perhaps a different layer of awareness. And that different layer might wonder how time feels here. Slower? Or does it slip through unnoticed? Like trying to hold water in a sieve. The more you try to contain it, the more it dances away. And just for a moment, consider, how do you know the difference between a real memory and a dream you've remembered so vividly? It seems like it happened. One part of you may try to answer that logically, while another part just drifts deeper. Now, imagine a staircase, but don't decide yet whether it goes up or down. And notice what it's made of, stone or wood. Does each step feel familiar or oddly different from the last? Sometimes, forgetting is a path to remembering. Like letting go of the noise so you can finally hear the signal. And somewhere in all of this, a part of you, a wise part, quiet and steady, begins to awaken. And that part is ready to listen. That's right. There is a voice within you that has always known. It has no need to argue, no desire to shout. It speaks not in words, but in feelings, symbols, and sudden clarity. And this voice, this inner guidance, is yours by nature, Alec, you spent years listening to every external authority, analyzing every angle, proving yourself to people who could not possibly validate the mystery that is your true self. But now, as you listen from this deeply relaxed place, something new begins to take root. You are entering a sanctuary, not a place on the outside, but a sacred inner chamber where your own truth begins to echo more clearly. It may come to you not in commands, but in quiet knowing. The kind that emerges when you finally stop asking others and start remembering what you already knew before you were taught to forget. That's right. You may notice now, you may imagine now, a library. But unlike any you've seen, the walls are lined not just with books, but with symbols, etched memories, impressions, patterns of insight. Here, each shelf represents a time you trusted yourself, and things turned out just fine. Perhaps they weren't perfect, but they were true. And your body remembers what that felt like. The peacefulness after choosing from alignment. That subtle but unmistakable click of yes. This is right. And you may feel that now, as if your unconscious mind has dusted off those pages, reminding you of that deeper compass you once used before the world trained you to doubt it. There's a phrase your unconscious may recall now. The phrase goes like this: when the mind doubts, the body knows. And as you allow that phrase to echo, you may notice where in your body that knowing sits. Is it in the belly? The chest? Somewhere behind the eyes? Or at the back of the heart? Good. Wherever you found it, stay there a moment. That sensation, that resonance, is a doorway to your inner guidance. Now imagine a thread, golden and warm, linking that place of knowing to a future version of you, a version who lives with trust, clarity, and grace. He no longer second guesses, because he knows when to pause, when to act, and when to simply breathe. You can see him now, perhaps standing at the edge of a lake, calm waters reflecting a calm heart. He doesn't need to chase certainty because he's moved beyond confusion. His certainty lives inside. And maybe now you begin to absorb that feeling, as if the distance between you and him shrinks, breath by breath. And as it does, your false self, the one that must overanalyze and perform, begins to soften. It's not being rejected. It's just being relieved of duty. Because your true self never needed credentials, never needed praise. It only needed space. And in this space, you are remembering. Remembering the way a quiet voice inside you, a quiet voice inside, once guided you toward a meaningful decision. Maybe when you followed your instinct about someone or walked away from something that looked good on paper but felt wrong. Those moments weren't luck. They were glimpses of what you're capable of when you trust your deeper sense. And now, something deeper activates. The part of you that recognizes misalignment instantly, that hears the faintest no behind a dazzling yes. The part that steers you toward peace, not just productivity. Wholeness, not just success. You can trust this part because it comes from within, and never once has it failed you when you truly listened. Even now, you may feel the contrast between the old and the new. The old self demands guarantees. The new self only asks, does this feel true? And because you're safe in this trance, you can rehearse this shift. Imagine being faced with a decision, something small. Rather than consulting 10 sources, you go inward. You listen. You feel. You know. The body offers a signal. Maybe a loosening in the gut, a warmth in the chest, a lift in your breath. And you act from there, calm, certain, centered. And every time you do, that inner voice grows stronger. It begins to speak more clearly, because now it is being heard. you are becoming your own authority. And it doesn't mean rejecting wisdom from others. It means filtering it through your inner knowing, letting it resonate before it rules. Even now, you can let your unconscious install this new habit. Pause. Breathe. Feel. Decide. Let your unconscious install this new habit. Pause. Breathe. Feel. Decide. Like a code, your deeper self responds to it. Pause. Breathe. Feel. Decide. And as that becomes second nature, your days begin to flow differently. You find you no longer panic when the decision arrives. Instead, you welcome it as a chance to hear yourself more deeply. Because this part of you, this internal guide, does not operate from fear. It lives just behind fear, beneath it, beyond it. And the more you trust it, the more you realize you were never lost, only disconnected from your own deepest frequency. So, from now on, Alec, every time you feel doubt, you can use it as a signal to go inward, not outward. And in doing so, you reclaim something essential. The quiet confidence of a man who trusts his own truth. And from this place, you will live, speak, choose, and love differently. Because a man who trusts his inner guidance no longer needs to force control. He simply listens and follows the thread. Every day, repeat after me, every day, I become more attuned to my own inner signals of clarity and peace. Repeat after me silently in your mind. I instinctively pause, breathe, and check inward before making choices. Trusting myself feels natural, grounded, and safe. My body becomes a reliable compass, and I honor it with growing confidence. Others begin to notice my calm decisiveness, and I enjoy this new reflection of my deeper self, my authentic self. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and allow each number to feel more optimistic about connecting with your inner self, your powerful intuition. One, experiencing more optimism about connecting with your inner self, your powerful intuition. Two, recognizing that you are now more optimistic about connecting with your inner self, your powerful intuition. And three, recognizing the hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. And four, recognizing the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And five, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful, and calm, and ready to go on with your day. Welcome back.